Joining us this evening, joining me on the phone now, Peggy McNichol, who is president of the South Lansing Business Association and is also with the accounting firm ATS Associates. Good evening, Peggy. How are you?
Hello, Cheryl. I'm great. Thank you.
Very good. Why don't we start off by telling my listeners what the South Lansing Business Association is about?
Well, it's an organization that was formed many years ago with the intention of making better communications between local businesses, particularly on the south side, and city agencies to try and improve the business life on the south side and also, obviously, quality of life for all of our residents. More recently, we've gotten more into trying to encourage our business members and others to buy from local firms.
Well, and that is, gosh, that's so important always, but particularly in these times, to keep it local.
Absolutely.
What now, just last night you had an awards banquet. What goes on there?
Oh, that was great fun. We have last night we honored an individual as the Business Person of the Year. That would be Sarah King, who is the founder and owner of Grounded, which is a cleaning supply producer. These are environmentally friendly cleaning supplies, and I can tell you all about her story. It's a marvelous story. She's the Business Person of the Year. And then we gave Ron Jones Sr., who just recently retired after years of owning Edwards Photographic Studio, the Alfreda Schmidt Lifetime Achievement Award. And I know all of your listeners are probably very well aware of Alfreda Schmidt and the work that she's done over the years for the city of Lansing. And then we also gave a community service award to the R.J. Scheffel Memorial Toy Project. And this is an organization that was originally started back in the 70s by an individual by the name of R.J. Scheffel, who was a retired Lansing grocer and loved working with wood and loved putting smiles on the faces of children. So he started making little wooden toys in his garage or his basement, whatever. And after his death, the local Kiwanis Club took this over as a project and has been continuing to operate it, not just with Kiwanis folks, but other volunteer members from the community. And again, these are all volunteers. They get no pay, whatever. A lot of the materials are donated. And last year alone, the Memorial Toy Project produced over 9,000 toys, which were then given to local community agencies to distribute to children. The largest of those was the Salvation Army. But we also distributed toys to Sparrow Hospital, to Ellie's Place, both in Lansing and Ann Arbor. We have a shelter that we donated to in St. John's last year, all over the mid-Michigan area. And this is just a tremendous project that's been going on for years. And finally, we were able to recognize them with the Community Service Award.
Oh, my gosh. That's an amazing story. Those are some of the unsung heroes that are right here among us all the time that unless you get an opportunity to tell us like this, so we may not know about.
That's right. And I have to tell you about Sarah. She
Please.
Is amazing. She has been wanted to produce for herself some natural cleaning products, and she did. She developed an environmentally friendly laundry detergent for herself, started sharing it with her family and friends, and finally people said, why don't you sell it? Why don't you? And so she started out a few years ago at the Holt Farmers Market. Sarah, her husband, and her two young daughters would sit out at the farmer's market and sell these products. And since then, they've moved into the city market, and now they have these products available in local stores as well. So she has managed to include her entire family, her mom too, in this enterprise. She's managed to get a business up and running, which is, believe me, not an easy thing to do. I did it myself. And overcome all of the obstacles to that, and has just been going gangbusters. And we are so proud of her.
Well, and as you said, it's supporting each other in this, and folks coming together to, as you said, to get a business going is not an easy endeavor. And it takes more than just one person.
That's right, exactly. You need to have help from everybody, especially your family. She has a young family. And, oh, goodness, it's hard enough when you're not trying to manage work and family at the same time, but she's done it. Great.
Well, with the South Lansing Business Association, and you're so keenly aware of what goes on around you in the community, are you seeing businesses opening up and new businesses opening up in the area? Are you encouraged?
I am encouraged. Over the last couple of years, I think we've seen a lot of negative news about the economy in general and certainly about the business climate in Michigan. But we continue to see, even over this period of time, we continue to see people starting their own businesses, operating their own businesses, doing well. Some have not, that's true. But we have seen improvement in certain areas. There's been a focus more recently, and I think this will be the same going forward, on the three corridors, the three main corridors that comprise South Lansing, and that's Pennsylvania Avenue, Cedar Avenue, and Martin Luther King Boulevard. And I think you'll see more emphasis on trying to make those corridors more attractive, and consequently I think that's going to draw more businesses to locate on those corridors. Now, having said that, not every new business that started is a storefront, or even out where people can see. There might be people who are operating their businesses out of their home, and that's very valuable as well. But we are seeing new businesses getting started. We are seeing in some locations that there are improvements in terms of occupancy in office buildings and storefronts, that sort of thing. We're encouraged.
Well, and in the studio here at WILS is on Kavanaugh, so we're in that corridor that you're talking about between Cedar and MLK. And driving into the studio every day, I do see some new signs going up and banners out. So I can attest to that. I can attest to the activity and the folks wandering around and enjoying businesses here in the South Lansing area. And you're more than just about that as well. I love I'm on your Facebook page right now for the Business Association, and it says the purpose is to act as a catalyst for physical, social, and economic improvements to the South Side, and certainly that is happening. I appreciate very much your time to tell us about the association tonight and the good things happening in the South Lansing area. Thank you, Peggy.
Thank you, Cheryl. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We